The first reading is a reading again from the book of Joshua. Joshua gathered together all the tribes of Israel at Shechem and addressed them, saying, "Fear the Lord and serve him completely and sincerely. Cast out the gods your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve, the gods your fathers served beyond the rivers or the gods of the Amorites in whose country you are dwelling. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." But the people answered, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord for the service of other gods. For it was the Lord our God who brought us up the fathers' land from who brought us and our fathers up by the land of Egypt, out of the state of slavery. He performed those great miracles before our very eyes and protected us along our entire journey and among all the peoples through whom we passed. At the approach, the Lord drove out all the peoples, including the Amorites that dwelt in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." Joshua in turn said to the people, "You may not be able to serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God who will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. If after the good he has done for you, you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, he will do evil to you and destroy you." But the people answered Joshua, "We will still serve the Lord." Joshua therefore said to the people, "You are your own witnesses that you have chosen to serve the Lord." They replied, "We are indeed." Joshua continued, "Now therefore put away the strange gods that are among you and turn your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." When the people promised Joshua, then the people promised Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and obey his voice." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made statutes and ordinances for them at Shechem, which he recorded in the book of the law of God. And he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak that it was in the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said to all the people, "This stone shall be our witness, for it has heard all the words which the Lord spoke to us. It shall be a witness against you, should you wish to deny your God." Then Joshua dismissed the people, each to their own his own heritage. After these events, Joshua, son of Nun, servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You are my inheritance, O Lord. You are my inheritance, O Lord. Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord are you. O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup, you it is who hold fast my lot. You are my inheritance, O Lord. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. You are my inheritance, O Lord. You will show me the path of life, fullness of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. You are my inheritance, O Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus' children were brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, "Let the children come to me and do not prevent them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After he placed his hands on them, he went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we continue with Joshua, and we see the death of Joshua today. But he makes a statement, and he says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Now remember, yesterday, God told them, "Look, I've been with you, all these things, so you have to make a decision now." So yesterday we talked about you got to be grateful for all the things God has done for you. But you got to make a decision also to serve the Lord. And by God's grace, it doesn't, you know, when it says here that he will not forgive you, we have a God who does. This is before Jesus was born and before Jesus died on the cross. But our God will forgive. So you and I got to, again, always come before him, surrender ourselves to him and say, "I exist to serve you, to do your will." Do you exist to serve him and do his will? Well, then tell him. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.